It's Live Music Friday here on Current State. Michigan native, Charlotte resident Wally Pleasant is our Live Music Friday here guest today. Since the early 90s, the guitarist and songwriter's musical focus has been humor and satire with tracks like Psycho Roommate and Amusement Park Death Song and of course, the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Pretty dark sense of humor.
Yeah, when
there,
you put it like that, yeah. You know, man, I need some help.
I well, I'm sure there's a great deal of rage and anger hidden between all underneath all of that humor here. Wally's on the bill tonight for the Lansing City Pulse River Rock Concert, headlined by the Verve Pipe. Let's hear another song here from Songs About Stuff, his first album. This is Cool Guy with a Car.
Well, I'm driving down the road in my beat-up Ford. I got a plastic Jesus on my dashboard. I'm going real fast and using lots of gas. There's a guy behind me actually wants to pass. So I put my foot to that accelerator. It's like, hey, man, I'll see you later, because I'm a cool guy with a car. Well, I pull up a light and the same fella wants to race me. So I get an early start because I don't want him to waste me. Thinks he's real tough in his 280Z, but I blow him away in my LTD as I drive off. Only my exhaust fumes linger, he shines his bright. So I give him the finger because I'm a cool guy with a car. Well, there's only a few things in this world that I savor as much as a 350 engine with a carburetor. And though you might think I'm a little misguided, just that macho automotive stuff makes me excited. So don't try and tell me to get my priorities straight. At least I don't drive my mom's 98, cause I'm a cool guy with a car. Start her up. But fortunately, I'm able to avoid a potential collision, cause I got that superb station wagon handling and simulated wood paneling, and I feel indestructible like nothing can harm me as I search salvation to find a Salvation Army. And I drive by that little red thrift store, realize what I was put on this earth for is to be a cool guy with a car. Yeah.
Wally Pleasant, Cool Guy with a Car, from his first record from 1992, Songs About Stuff. You do not have sheets of paper in front of you that I can tell with all your lyrics on them, or do you? I have a music stand in front of you.
There's a song called If I Were that's been really hard for me to remember. I don't even know. Is it re-remember a word?
Yeah.
I don't know. To remember, that would just be, re-remember would be just forgetting it, probably.
We know what you mean.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the one where it has like, it doesn't really have a structure to the lyrics. And I have that written. You're probably thinking, well, a lot of your songs don't have a structure to the lyrics. But
I'm not thinking that.
That's my cheat sheet, yeah.
Well, it's amazing that you don't, I mean, some of these songs go back to 92. You've never forgotten any of the words to these songs? I mean, you pack a lot of words into your songs.
Yeah, there's a couple that I've really had to struggle with. I haven't played Ode to Detroit in quite a while, and I haven't played, there was one song called I Want to Be a Pop Star, and that I probably haven't played that since about 93. That was my brilliant marketing strategy. I actually wrote a song about wanting to get signed to a major label.
Sure, okay.
While making fun of major labels.
Okay.
So that didn't work.
Unique marketing
ploy
there. What is it like to revisit and to prepare to play all of these songs 26 years later? Were there some that you really, well, you just alluded to one. There was one at least that you haven't played in forever. Did you do a lot of that prepping for this concert tonight?
I did, yeah. Fortunately, the chord structures are fairly simple, but the lyrics are hard to remember sometimes. And man, I had to actually listen to the CD a few times, and I was thinking, man, what a precocious little dude. You know, and some of the references are kind of dated too, and a lot of those songs are written when I was in my early 20s, and it's kind of strange in a way for a 48-year-old guy to sing songs from that perspective, but we'll see. We'll roll the dice. We'll see what happens tonight.
I have never been. Help us understand here. I mean, I always visualize people listening to our program who maybe just arrived in town a few months ago and who don't know about an issue or don't know who Wally Pleasant is. How popular did you become outside of Michigan? Do you have a good handle on? I mean, I know you've performed. You performed in Alaska once. I know that. But outside of, and everybody in the Lansing area certainly has heard of you. But outside of Michigan, how popular are you, and how popular were you?
You know, I'm not. That's a good question. I'm not really sure. I know that when I was playing a lot, there were. I don't think there was a general national following, I guess, but there were pockets where I would go, and what I would do is I'd send a bunch of CDs out to college radio, and sometimes the college radio stations would actually book the shows. Sometimes they would promote the shows, and there were certain areas. Comes to mind, Dallas, Texas, for some reason was always a good stop for me. Hmm. Lincoln, Nebraska, just random, and it doesn't really make
there
any sense
no rhyme,
geographically.
Rhyme yeah. or reason to it. Well, they do have college music, like Billboard college music sales charts. Did you make? You must have made those charts. I'm led to believe you did at one point.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I think there was a CMJ Top 150, and I think that one of the CDs got to like 28.
Okay. Talk to us about humor. Talk to where this thing. Where all the humor comes from here. I mean, you could have spent the last 26 years writing lots more conventional songs. And I know you have written some conventional, for lack of a better word, conventional songs here. Why did you take the humorous, satirical approach in the first place?
You know, I think it just comes down to just sitting down with the guitar and playing some stuff and coming up with it. I can't really explain it. I know when I was practicing the songs, I started to kind of write some stuff that was kind of in that vein. And I don't know if I can really explain it. I know as a kid, my dad had Tom Lear records, and I'd listen. That was one of my I enjoyed those.
I don't know much about Tom Lear. Who is he?
He was a piano player from the 1960s, and he did a lot of topical songs. Really, really funny stuff. Kind of like there was a guy from Washington that did a similar thing, Mark somebody. And it was like real pollution. You can use the latest toothpaste, then wash your mouth out with industrial waste.
Oh, real topical type stuff.
Yeah, but not so topical that it wouldn't be relatable, you know, down the road.
You have this penchant for writing lyrics with more syllables than there are beats to put them in, so you have to speed up your singing to cram them all in. It's part of your signature style, I guess.
Yeah, I remember recording with a friend of mine, and we would get in arguments all the time because I would do that, and I would also. I would try to be funny, so I'd be more in the comic timing of it, and he would, you know, we'd have this constant conversation about, well, you're off beat here, and you know, it's just kind of an endless thing.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song here. This is another track from Songs About Stuff. So that means everybody will hear it again here tonight at Adato Riverfront Park, ahead of the Verve Pipe, Dead Rock and Roll Stars. Wally Pleasant.
Oh, right. Yeah, unfortunately, this one's a little topical with the all the tragic news and music.
We have lost some big names, yes.
Last night I dreamed that all the dead rock and roll stars that I can think of knocking at my door. There was Jimi Hendrix, Buddy Holly, Janis Joplin, Marvin Gaye, and many more. So I invited them all into my apartment and said, hey guys, make yourselves at home. Elvis came in and said he was hungry. Jim Morrison started writing a poem. Oh, all the dead, rock and roll stars were hanging out in my apartment. All the dead, rock and roll stars were hanging out in my dream. Well, Keith Moon just started smashing all my stuff. Sid Vicious sat in the corner trying to look tough. Stevie Ray Vaughan was still singing the blues. Randy Rhoads was lying down on my couch taking a snooze. Eddie Cochran was getting high with Bob Marley. Roy Orbison just pulled in on his Harley. John Lennon was playing chess with Brian Jones. Karen Carpenter was looking like skin on bones. All the dead rock and roll stars were knocking at my door. All the dead rock and roll stars were knocking down my sense of reality. They said, when you die, you'll never grow old. They'll make a movie about your life and your records turn gold. So dying really ain't nothing to fear. In fact, it's the best thing that you can do for your career. Well, suddenly all the dead rock and roll stars got up and said, Wally, we're sorry, but we can't stay. See, we're due back in heaven, and we really don't have anything else to say. So as they were walking away into the night, I wasn't feeling quite right. Part of me wanted to cry, and part of me wanted to laugh. Part of me wanted to ask for everybody's autograph. All the dead, rock and roll stars were hanging out in my apartment. All the dead, rock and roll stars were hanging out in my dream. I'm gonna do my extended dance mix for you, Mark. Whoa, all the dead, rock and roll stars were hanging out in unauthorized biographies. All the dead rock and roll stars were hanging out at paraphernalia at the Hard Rock Cafe and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's what you're talking about. All the dead rock and roll stars were hanging out on stamps. All the dead rock and roll stars were hanging out in my dream.
Wally Pleasant, Dead Rock and Roll Stars, here on Live Music Friday on WKAR's Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. What do you remember about recording the first album? 92.
I remember that it was in, you know, you can't control what you remember, but I remember it was in the basement of a guy's house in St. Clair Shores, and his name was Ron, and I don't remember.
Don't remember his last name?
No, but it was, it had M in it because it was RPM Studios.
Okay.
And yeah, that's about it. It was, Pistons had just won their second championship.
Oh yeah. Yeah. How many albums have you recorded?
I've done six, and I have that I've released. I have a kid's record that's about half finished that was going to be all about historical figures. I was going to call it Minute Biographies. And I have a country record that I haven't released. And, you know, I think I'll just keep writing them, and I don't know.
Do you want to release the country record?
I think so, but I'm not sure. You know, it used to be simple. You would make a CD and then you'd send it to store. But then things kind of changed, you know. And I'm not sure if I have a handle on how to release stuff. I guess you announce it on Facebook and maybe you have GoFundMe be involved. I don't know.
You have gotten older.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy the writing part, and I'll just keep doing that.
Well, if we were to ask you to play, I mean, could you play 30 seconds of one of your country songs?
Yeah, I could do that.
Right now? I'm sitting here wondering how much different does... I mean, are these non-humorous, non-satirical songs?
I think that it's in the similar vein, but it's about as country as a guy from Detroit can probably sound. This is about...
Give us just a taste.
It's called Happy Hour.
Just give us a taste.
Okay. And, no one seems to be that happy at Happy Hour. In spite of the nacho bar and the big smiles from the serving staff. I'm living my life with no particular position or power. Just wondering why no one seems to be that happy at Happy Hour. No one seems to be that happy at Happy Hour. And what they call irony is more like mere coincidence. I wish the guy sitting next to me would go home and take a shower. As I wonder why no one seems to be that happy at Happy Hour. 3 p.m. is when I begin. Think I'll go play some Keno again. Watching the ball game from the night before. Know the results, but I can't see the score. No one seems to be that happy at Happy Hour. Even the karaoke singers are looking a little down. Jukebox is busted and the bathroom needs to be scoured. And maybe that's why no one seems to be that happy at Happy Hour. This is a solo. Maybe you could do a narration voice solo.
Very nice. I was hoping I could persuade you to play the Bigby commercial that you wrote as well. That may not be suited for guitar, but hey, before you play us out here, I just want to remind everybody that Wally Pleasant performs tonight. He will be doing all of his album, Songs About Stuff, from start to finish here tonight at Adado Riverfront Park ahead of the Verve Pipe doing their record of Villains. You're still writing songs. I'm still not clear on whether you're actually releasing new music, though, to the public, though. Is that a yes or a no?
I haven't in a while, but, you know, maybe I'll do a little research and figure out the best way to do that. In the meantime, make the keeping on writing the priority.
You're a lot more settled down these days. You live in Charlotte. City Pulse wrote an interesting story about you. You're remodeling an old Victorian house in Charlotte.
I am. Yeah, somehow I am married. I have a couple kids, and somehow my life turned into a sitcom. I don't
How
know.
How did that happen? It's like that.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's been really fun to have you on the program here today. Keep at it. Stay in touch. And we'll have you play us out. Is this The Cat Came Back?
Yeah, I'm really scared, Mark. I'm not a piano player. I just saw this beautiful piano in here, and I'm going to try to do this. This could go incredibly
in any
strangely.
Number of directions.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We like that. Wally Pleasant, The Cat Came Back on Current State.
See? That's what I mean. Here.
Well, old Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. He had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave his home. Tried and he tried to give the cat away. He gave it to a man that was going far away. But the cat came back the very next day. Oh, the cat came back. You know, they thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just wouldn't stay away. No, 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 no. Gave the cat to a little boy with a $10 note. Said, take him out on a river, take him out on a boat. Tied a rope around its neck, it must have weighed a pound. Tomorrow they're dredging the river for the little boy that drowned. But But the cat came back the very next day. Oh, the cat came back. You know, they thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. Just wouldn't stay away. No, 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 no.